Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. This is a good question because sometimes you think things should just be common sense. Aren't they common sense? I don't understand it. But this is a person whose dog chews things up at night. And the wife seems to understand that the dog has to go in a dog crate, but the husband can't quite get it done. I'll read it because there's a lot of little tangents that go off this. These people want to do a good job. They're fostering this dog from a shelter, but obviously the shelter doesn't give them very good training. So I'm going to read it first. Hi, we volunteer as foster parents through our local shelter, and we failed with the last dog we had. Lucy, the new addition, is around 9 months old and spayed. She was brought into the shelter with her litter mates at 14 weeks, and all of them were very timid. You can just imagine how they were treated for the first 14 weeks of their life. We work a lot on obedience and commands, building trust, not rushing her. Luckily, she's very meat and treat orientated. Lucy gets plenty of exercise every day. We own a gym and I work from home, so it's usually play with toys and the other puppies or a long trail walk where she can use her nose to sniff on leash, of course. She still doesn't love strangers or people coming right at her, but we know that's a work in progress. The odds are, I'll make a comment on that, don't worry about it. There's a lot of things you need to do with these dogs. If you're going to bring them in and foster them, the first thing you need to do is build your relationship with the dog. Don't worry about having your dog meet and greet other people, especially if you have a dog that's a little bit shy in the beginning. Just don't even go there. Don't even allow other people to come up to your dog. We don't allow anybody to come up to our dog when, no matter what dogs we have, when we're out for a walk. We want our dogs to pay attention to us, not to other people. We don't want our dogs looking at other people as somebody they got to go meet and greet and introduce and play with. That's not what we want. We want our dogs to look at us and to come to us when they have a problem. So then we'll go on. The biggest issue is at night. We mostly crate her, but occasionally my husband leaves her out and she goes on a war path of destruction, but only on my things. I think if Lucy would chew up her husband's shoes, the problem would be solved. Maybe that's what she should do, is take his best shoes and put them outside the crate every night before she goes to bed. But other than crating her or making sure everything is picked up, is this still puppy behavior or something we can work on? Well, you better work on your husband to start with, because using a crate for any dog, especially a foster dog, you don't know what kind of life this puppy really had before they got it. People will bring him to the shelter, but I don't know how many people tell stories about, oh, I got to give this dog up, my husband can't have it, or we lost our job, or we're moving, or whatever. It could be that this dog was chewing up their couch and they got sick of it and they brought it to the shelter, but that's beside the point. The point here is the shelter didn't give him very much information on how to raise and train a puppy. So, Cindy's answer, we use crates 100% of the time. Unless you can supervise and interrupt her before she starts destroying things, then there's no way to work on this. That means 100% of the time, when this dog is out of the crate in the house, you need to have eyes on it. If you have to get up and go to the bathroom, the dog should go in a dog crate. If you have to go answer the door, the dog should go in a dog crate. Then you're not going to have interference with strangers that come in. She's showing you she is not ready for that kind of freedom at this point in her life. Some dogs destroy things out of anxiety. Some dogs just enjoy tearing things up. Every dog is different. You kind of have to figure out what it is with your dog, and leaving it loose in the house is a quick way to find out. I've raised countless puppies and also adopted some older dogs with a lot of issues. If the dog shows me one time that they have this tendency, then we micromanage them so they can't rehearse it. The behavior is not going to go away if you allow them to rehearse the behavior. This is a bad situation to be in. We have a very inexpensive course that I put together a few years ago on how Cindy and I manage dogs in our home. And it would be the same for a foster dog as it is for our own dogs. I would recommend, we'll put the URL on the screen right now, and I don't think it costs hardly anything. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's not very much. And there's a lot of good information in there. Cindy and I have been doing what we do for many, 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 many years.